You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Credited by Nezer Elokav al Rosho. A simple Yehudi makes the commitment to not drink wine, and then his level becomes greater than Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has some type of restriction as far as how he has to preserve his purity. Like close relative, or even met mitzvah, the Kohen Gadol is permitted to do so.
At the time of being Nazir.
You're talking about Kohen Gadol now. Kohen Gadol.
Yes.
Kohen Gadol.
Nazir gets the Kedusha like a Kohen Gadol.
More.
And more.
More.
Means it can do even go to the Beit HaMikdash?
No. No, no, no. Okay. No, no. So, no. In a sense that he not permitted even to close relations, relatives, or met mitzvah. That means if he ran into a niftar, there is no way that somebody else would be able to bury him. So the Kohen Gadol is obligated to have the mitzvah. So now that's why he says, Nezer Elokav al Rosho, that he is given like a special crown, Nezer Elokav al Rosho. So now we see all of a sudden, it says that al sin that he committed lanafish. So all of a sudden, we see he's being blamed because all of a sudden he appeared in a place that there was somebody that passed away. So it's called Chote. At the beginning, we give him a level of greater than Kohen Gadol. And then all of a sudden, he says, no, it's a Chote. It's a sinner.
But which one is it? Is it Kadosh or is it Chote?
I think that did it change from one to the other?
I'm sorry?
How did his position change from one to the other?
Because he became impure.
He's
both. He's both?
He doesn't watch his territory.
No, he cannot. Either Chalavi or Basari. Which one is it?
No, it's, you as holy as you should not take it as granted and say you are very holy to do whatever you want to do. You have to watch your step.
So what should have he done? What should have he done?
Before he goes to the place.
So he should have predict that something is going to go wrong? How could he? Well, do research. Do research that if somebody is not feeling well in this house or there's an elderly person in this house.
Ask.
Yeah. So here, just for the sake that he all of a sudden became very, very holy, even greater than Kohen Gadol. So then you might feel, you know, as long as I'm Kadosh, so then it's okay. It's fine. So here the Rashi says, no, it's a chote. Why? Because when he is trying to overdo it, so then the consequences he has to have in mind, what's going to pop out?
Overdo what? What is he doing overdo?
He became Nazir.
He's overdoing it. That's what Gemara says. Who told you to become Nazir? You want to be Hasid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to be Kadosh. What's the problem?
Fine. So you have to go all the way. You have to have harmony. You cannot see, you know, Monday I'm going to be Chassid, Tuesday I'm going to go to the palm screen. It doesn't work that way. It depends where you go. Maybe there's no Bet Knesset there. I mean, the other names I didn't want to mention, but you know, the other cities. Maybe you go for a show. No, no.
I haven't been to Palm Springs for many ages.
So you're Sadiq. Okay, yes.
He's not doing Kohanim Kedusha or Korbanot. So why?
No, no.
So why he has to be, can't he be exempt in some,
you know? No, it just that he decided that he's going to...
You have to keep it going.
No, no, no. To eliminate himself from what other people do outside. So he accepted some restriction on himself. So now here, the point of the matter here is that Tosafot is teaching us that you have to be prepared. First of all, the step that you're taking, that it has to be in a way that you're sure that you are able to handle it. Able to do it, right? So then, what's going to happen? As he says, the 30 days that he went through, whatever that he decided to do, doesn't count anymore. Erased. All the 30 days, we erase it. So he has to start all over again. So now here, the problem here is, in life you have to know that we all play the role of a teacher. Did you know? Abba is a teacher. Mother is a teacher. Teacher is a teacher. Because we are looked up to. Even though that we like it or not, as the famous saying here is, that the kids do partially what you tell them. But the kids do 100% what they see you do. Partially, maybe get it to them by preaching. But they do for sure whatever they see you doing. So now, here is a very interesting point, and it is. So Tasha is teaching us, you cannot tell somebody to fix his flat tire if you have a flat tire yourself. Did you hear me?
Yes.
How can you tell somebody to fix his flat tire when you have a flat tire? You cannot tell somebody don't eat candy when you eat candy. Does it work?
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Maybe you don't have money to fix your tire. For example, I'm saying there could be excuses that you're not able to do things that you're supposed to, but in the meantime, you can advise somebody.
You're right! But if you're telling somebody if it's a flat tire, he's not going to listen to you, because if he believes in you that fixing a flat tire is good, you say, how come he doesn't fix his own flat tire?
No, he has to believe in his own chokmah. I
mean, he's not going to believe you!
He has to.
He
has to see if the statement you're making, that advice giving to him, is it the right thing to do or not right thing? What
he wants to do. He only is going to accept it when he sees you follow the same rule. But if you're not following the same rule, since heaven have a deep, he's not going to believe you. You can preach to people hours and hours, do this, do that, do that. Suppose he has his own problem. Now he comes to tell me, you know, you cannot tell somebody, please don't cough when you're coughing yourself. Doesn't work. Happened to me a story that never happened. Is this a story that never happened? The story was that never happened. In a Bet Knesset, happened to be that never happened.
Oh,
Amen. Somebody that loved to correct him Baal Korei when he reached the Torah. He loved it. He loved it. It's such a joy. Happened to me, one time he went home, the wife asked him, how was the Bet Knesset? No, it wasn't. No. Not Chaspi. I said, why? Because the Baal Korei didn't make a mistake today. So I happened to be this tzaddik that never existed, never happened. So he corrected the Baal Korei. And the Baal Korei said, what? It's not a mistake. So what happened? His chumash that was his following had a misprint. He corrected Baal Korei by mistake. There was a typo at the chumash. Know the embarrassment it is? That you're fixing somebody from what? From the script that is a mistake. You know what the embarrassment it is? You know, in life, if you try to fix people that you yourself have a typo, first you have a chumash that you make sure is 100% correct. Then, even, you're permitted to do so, at least you're fixing somebody that the chumash is 100%. But if you're fixing somebody that the chumash itself has a mistake, And that's how life exactly it is. Who can claim I don't have a typo? You know anybody something like that?
No.
No, I didn't mean that if you know something like that. If there is somebody like that exists, there's a lot of people that have typo, that they try to fix other people. He is like that, I have to do this, I have to do that. You fall off typo. So now you want to fix other people. Happened to be it. You have time for a short story?
Yes. Yes. This happened or it didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen.
I love my life.
Happened to be it. You have time for a story or not?
Yes. Yeah.
Happened to be a story about a police officer that noticed, you know, somebody a little bit, is not driving okay. So stop them. Say, give me your license. What do you want my license? He said, it looks like you're under influence. So the guy took a $100 bill. He gave it to the post officer. And he said, no, I think everything is okay. So he left. A few minutes later, again, the police officer came. He says, give me your license. So the driver took another $100 bill, gave to the police officer. So he left. So he came again. About 10 minutes later. So give me your license. He said, well, you're making money on me today. You know, they keep you coming and I give you $100 bill. He says, listen, if you give me another $100, I'm going to get you out of the circle here. Kala Gadosh. You're going around the circle. And spending a lot of $100 bills. Yeah. Kala Gadosh. You have to make sure that Hashem give us the siyata d'shmaya, right chokhmah. You know, we have to ask the Ribono Shel Olam, Yishmar Goleinu, in Atachonantanu, in Atachonu La'adam Da'ad. Shenizkeh, Shuzat Hashem, do the right thing with the right chokhmah, siyata d'shmaya, give us the koach. Ve'ezrat Hashem, gal le'inenu v'toratu. Shebezrat Hashem, nizkeh v'avi yishuot v'sorot tovot, and so bares ha'ad v'sarot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.